This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Tom Kroll is the director of training and club fitting at TaylorMade. And earlier this month, TaylorMade unveiled the M1, or the first unmetal wood. It's a pleasure to welcome Tom Kroll back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Tom.
John, thanks for having me. It's exciting to be here, and we got a great lineup of new product here with M1 and the new PSI irons as well, so hopefully we got some time to talk about those.
We can do that. Tell me why it's called the unmetal wood.
Well, it's, you know, TaylorMade has been the industry leader in metal wood technology. Gary Adams started the company back in 1979 in McHenry, Illinois. Back in 1979, everybody was playing golf clubs that were made out of wood, and this maverick decided, let's make a club made out of metal, and thus the metal wood was born. And since then, they were made either out of stainless steel or up until recently completely out of titanium by TaylorMade. And for us, there was a little bit of tension in the language of calling it the unmetal wood because we've utilized a new technology for TaylorMade in carbon composite. Not that it's new. We've been working on it for 14 years, but we brought carbon composite, thus the multi-material, or M1 name, comes out of that, and the unmetal wood was born out of that language. So kind of a cool story.
What does this allow the player to do?
Well, the technology of creating a carbon crown, which is, it's a part of the story, but it's not the entire part of the story. We've been casting titanium as thin as anybody could in the golf industry, and we haven't had to move to multi-material construction until now. The engineers knew this day was coming, and eventually the ability to cast thinner crowns and to save weight, which is what we're all about, is to free up discretionary weight. The day came where we couldn't get any thinner and free up any more weight out of the cast titanium crown, so we went to carbon composite construction. And what that allowed us to do was to free up what TaylorMade is known for, which is the ability to adjust and optimize the golf club for the golfer's best performance. So we have this new T-Track system that's on the sole of the club, and that's really what unlocks all the performance for the golfer.
Do the engineers stay up late at night trying to figure out, I mean, does adjustability and combining that with the lightest club possible, is that what keeps them up at night?
You know, it's honestly, it's a game of millimeters and fractions of a gram, and any time they can free up just a little bit of weight here or there, you know, every gram, every millimeter of material that they can move, it counts. And these engineers, you know, they don't stay up all night, but they do have computer models that run and will engineer what this golf club is going to sound like. So if we can free up a few grams of weight in the crown, that allows us some material and metal fins that we would add internal in the structure to create that pure, crisp, hot sound that TaylorMade is known for. You know, composite's always had it's got a little bit of baggage coming to the game, and I think one of the unexpected things that you'll find with the new M1 driver is the first time you hit it, it sounds magnificent. It is truly, you know, the distinct, sharp, that crisp sound that TaylorMade's known to have. That's what it's all about. So it's a beautiful looking golf club, but the sound is also real, real solid, and that's what the golfer really bases, you know, the next swing, whether he's going to go further, is if it doesn't sound good, he's not going to get much further with that golf club.
We are talking about drivers, but you guys have also done fairway clubs and hybrids, right?
Yes, we have, and you know, just to kind of talk a little bit more about some of the fun things that TaylorMade exploits in the marketplace. You know, a few years ago, we painted the crowns white, and the new M1, the crown on the driver, is a carbon composite crown that is really rich. I mean, when you set this down, it is absolutely gorgeous looking, and there is this new white design that's on the crown. It has a function, obviously. The golfer uses the contrast of the white crown and the black face for alignment, but this white crown is, the design is very distinct, and it's very simple and easy for us to see that, you know, it's a TaylorMade club. So when you see the golfers playing on tour and they pull the head cover off, you're going to know this is the new TaylorMade golf club just by that crown design. But you're right, we do have a fairway wood as well, and the M1 fairway wood is really it's the most adjustable fairway wood we've ever created. We've got two 15 gram weights that are in that front track. This front track on the sole of the club acts like a speed pocket, so it's going to deliver performance for the golfer, help him with protection of ball speed on miss hits low on the club face or towards the heel and the toe. But you got these two 15 gram weights that you can move to influence ball flight and fix that fade or fix that hook if that's what you have, or you can split the two weights apart. The two 15 gram weights can get split apart, and you can create a high MOI value in a fairway wood. Beautiful design, carbon composite crown, stainless steel construction, so we're able to free up weight, put weight low and forward where we need it for the golfer to just deliver fantastic performance out of a fairway wood.
We are talking with Tom Kroll from TaylorMade. You guys just made this announcement. When do they become available for everybody to get?
The par date on these is going to be is October 8th, and the golfers will be able to buy the new M1 driver, fairway, and rescue, the most personalized woods, metal woods that we've ever created, and I said it again, metal woods. These are unmetal woods in the driver and fairway wood because of the carbon composite, but it's a beautiful lineup of product, fantastic designs. The look is just gorgeous, but the feel, the feedback, and the performance is really off the charts.
You mentioned the irons. Tell me about the irons.
So the iron is really our connection to the better player. The PSI is really what we deliver to the marketplace in a player's slotted iron. That's what the SI stands for. And slotted iron technology, it's been proven. Jason Day just won a major playing a slotted iron with face slots in the face of his irons and won the PGA Championship with them. So the new PSI iron is really going to connect to that single-digit handicapper, that better golfer. Beautiful design. The aesthetic had to be right. So we had a whole new language, not only in the design of this golf club, but how we spoke to the golfer in terms of how the top line is, the shape of the toe, that leading edge offset, all of the characteristics of this are really, really nuanced for that better player to look at. And then the language that we use in even talking to this golfer is really, we wanted to connect with the better player, and we truly did, because we feel like the pyramid of influence, the top of that pyramid, has an influence on golfers down there below. So look for technology for us in this iron with face slots, with a speed pocket on the sole, but really it's a very consistent distance that these irons deliver. The look is magnificent, and the feel and the feedback that the golfer is going to experience with the new PSI iron is what a better player expects and demands, and that's what we've delivered with this new iron.
You know, Tom, when we used to talk about the technology changing all the time with drivers, and the question always came up, you know, how often should you change your driver? At what point are you falling behind technology with your driver? I'll ask that question about the iron. At what point are you falling behind technology with irons?
Well, I think for us it's a very interesting question, because at TaylorMade, you know, we've had a philosophy by our new CEO, Mr. David Abeles, who has laid down a very specific set of really principles that our team is going to live by. And one of the first, I guess we call them tenets, and one of these tenets is that if the product is not compelling and demonstrably better than where we were with the previous product, we're simply just not going to bring it to the marketplace. So with an iron, I can tell you that the golfers that are out there, if they're playing a a muscle back blade. If they're playing an iron that's a few years old, they're certainly giving up a lot of performance. If you're playing an iron that doesn't have face slots, if you're playing an iron that doesn't have a speed pocket on the sole, you're truly giving up performance and protection of ball speed on miss hits. We put the face slots on the face of the club to protect a shot that's hit towards the heeler or the toe, and we have this speed pocket in the sole of our irons to protect shots that are hit low of the club face. The ball's sitting on the ground. Over 72% of shots that are hit with an iron are hit below the center of the club face, so we put technology in these irons to protect ball speed for golfers when they do miss hit it. And you know, we're all human. We don't hit the dead center of that club face every time like a guy like Jason Day would. So when you do miss hit it, you want that technology that's there to help you out.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. I thought if you had these irons, you would hit them like Jason Day.
Well, I'd love to be able to say that, but I think this kid's on a tear, and we'll see how he wraps up the FedEx Cup. I don't think there's anybody in the world playing hotter than he is right now, so it's good to have him on our team.
He's Tom Kroll, the Director of Training and Club Fitting at TaylorMade. Brand new M1 out, and the brand new irons. Tom, thanks for taking the time. I always appreciate it.
You bet, John. Thanks for having me on.